episode of The Pantheon. I'm your host, Madeline, and you are listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. Each week here at The Pantheon, I select a new theme to discuss with you all and listen to music which I think fits my chosen idea. In honor of the spring equinox having just passed last Friday, this week's theme is A Breath of Spring. We'll be focusing on music centered on natural themes that evoke the warm, sticky, and often uncomfortable feelings that come around during the change in season. The first song we'll be listening to today is the basement demo of English House by Fleet Foxes. The muffled drums overlaid with a bright and distinct guitar paired with incredibly descriptive and strange lyrics makes English House a singular and folkloric song. One of my favorite lyrics from the track are the tongues of the creatures wag, and I see a light-haired child, all of her wisdom wild as my love. There are few things on earth I enjoy as much as descriptive, beautiful, and complex lyricism in music. Oftentimes, it turns listening to a song into solving a mystery, where you are trying to get to the bottom of exactly what the artist was trying to communicate. I'll let you come to your own conclusions on this one, so without further ado, here is English House Basement Demo by Fleet Foxes.
We'll be right back.
Once again, that was English House by Fleet Foxes. Up next is Twin Fawn by Witch Post from their new album, Butterfly. Another song with imaginative and natural lyrics, painting a distinctly human story of love. Here is Twin Fawn. Once again, that was Twin Fawn by Witch Post. Keeping on theme of natural imagery paired with deep emotions, I will now be reading Spring is Like a Perhaps Hand by E.E. Cummings. I've always appreciated Cummings for taking themes in poetry like nature and love that have been completely exhausted in the poetic form and turning them into something new through the use of unique punctuation and conceit. listen to the poem, and I guarantee that you will know what I mean. Spring is like a perhaps hand by E.E. Cummings. Spring is like a perhaps hand, which comes carefully out of nowhere, arranging a window into which people look, while people stare, arranging and changing, placing carefully there a strange thing and a known thing here, and changing everything carefully. Spring is like a perhaps hand in a window, carefully to and fro, moving new and old things, while people stare carefully, moving a perhaps fraction of flower here, placing an inch of air there, and without breaking anything. Once again, that was E.E. Cummings' poem, Spring is Like a Perhaps Hand, and thank you for listening to my poor attempt of doing Cummings justice. Up next is Rust and Wine by Anne Gemile, another folk artist who makes full use of their descriptive vocabulary to paint vivid images in listeners' minds. Take a listen. Once again, that was Rust and Wine by Anne Gemile. Up next is Nimbin by Canadian instrumentalist and songwriter Mae Bove. Mae Bove has natural and haunting vocals that I've always been drawn to and who remind me quite a bit of their American twin Fleet Foxes. Nimbin focuses on finding solitude and peace in nature, allowing your personal life and problems to fall away as you tune into your surroundings. Here is Nimbin by Maybove. Once again, that was Nimbin by Maybove. Up next is Sirius by Catherine Pretty from her new album, These Frightening Machines. This record is bright and genre-bending, looking at different myths and constellations by way of telling personal stories. Here is Sirius by Catherine Pretty. Once again, that was Sirius by Catherine Pretty. Up next is Hot Dreams by the Canadian band Timber Timber, who use sparing and repetitive lyrics that give a physical body to the speaker's longings. Here is Hot Dreams.
I wanna dance, I wanna dance, I wanna dance. with a black woman. I wanna still my mind. And I want another chance. To distill their time. And I wanna write to someone so true. I wanna wake from hot dreams of you. Oh, hot dreams. To be a champion in your eyes. And I wanna follow through on all my promises and threats to you, babe. Hot streams, we'll fork and divide. I wanna take all of your air. I wanna find another daydream, another nightmare. I wanna lie me down in your stream. I wanna wake from hot dreams. I wanna wake from hot dreams of you, babe.
Hot Dreams by Timber. Up next is Louie by Jennifer Castle. Castle's unique voice allows her to really drive home the themes she communicates in her lyrics. In Louis, you can hear the lost and heartbroken cadence to the speaker. Take a listen.
I wonder if Louis can hear me now. I talk to him as if he can somehow. You gotta live how you want to live. Lately I don't see myself in it. Don't see myself under this midnight sun. With my stances and my smoking gun. What's the chances that I'll harm none? What's that dance and can it be done? What's that song and can it be sung? Where's my hat? Can it be hung? Chances that I'll harm none. What's that dance and can it be done? What's that song and can it be sung? What's that song and can it be sung? I wonder if Louis can hear me now. I talk to him as if he can somehow. In the village, streetlights flashing. In the meeting house, fires crackling. On the pier, window. In the springtime, by stinging nettles, in my mouth tastes heavy metals. I'll transmute it, cases settled. But in my northeast aura, I sense a canyon of goo. I'll conjure the unicorns, they'll fight too. Pleiades, this one's for you. The fountain of youth and the blue lagoon. But in my northeast aura, I sense a canyon of goo. I'll conjure the unicorns, they'll fight with me too.
Was Louis by Jennifer Castle. Up next is the instrumental harp-focused song Perpetual Adoration by Juliana Barwick and Mary Lattimore. Eerie yet ethereal, this song is definitely the song you'll hear walking up to the pearly gates of heaven, if you believe in that sort of thing. Here is Perpetual Adoration.
Thank you. Thank you.
was Honey by Ora Coggin. Following this thread of female singer-songwriters, we have a little Joni Mitchell superset up next with two of her most distinctive and, in my opinion, criminally underrated songs. We'll start with The Silky Veils of Ardor from Don Juan's Reckless Daughter, and then follow it up with Coyote from Hygira. Here is Joni Mitchell.
Just how close to the bone and the skin and still feel related. Like stations in some relay, you're not a, a hit and run driver, no, no. Racing away. You just picked up a hitcher, prisoner of the white lines on the freeway. A farmhouse burning down in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of the night. We rolled right past that tragedy till we turned into some roadhouse lights where a local band was playing. Locals were up kicking and shaking on the floor. The next thing I know, that coyote's at my door. He pins me in a corner and he won't take no. He drags me out on the dance floor and we're dancing close and slow. Now he's got a woman at home. He's got another woman down the hall. He seems to want me anyway. Why'd you have to get so drunk and leave me on that way? You just picked up a hitcher, a prisoner of the white lines on the freeway. On the road to Belgeny, near my old hometown, he went running through the whisker weed, chasing some prize down, and a hawk was playing with him. Coyote was jumping straight up and making passes, and those same eyes just like yours, under your dark glasses, privately probing the public rooms, peeking through keyholes and numbered doors, where the players lick their wounds and take their temporary lovers and their pills and powders to get them through this passion play. No regrets, Coyote, I just get off a bogus. You just picked up a hitcher, prisoner of the white lines on the freeway. Coffee shop. He's staring a hole in his scrambled eggs. He picks up my scent on his fingers while he's watching the waitress's legs. He's too far from the Bay of Fundy, from Appaloosas and Eagles and Tides, and the air-conditioned cubicles and the carbon ribbon rides are spilling it out so clear. Either he's gonna have to stand and fight or take off out. I tried to run away myself, to run away and wrestle with my ego. But this flame you put here in this Eskimo, in this hitcher, in this prisoner of the fine white lines, of the white lines on the free.
Once again, that was Coyote by Joni Mitchell. There is a video circling the internet of Mitchell playing the song with Bob Dylan during a practice session, and I just always have to stop and watch the whole thing. Though they were constantly butting heads, Mitchell and Dylan certainly had musical chemistry. We're now approaching the final song of the evening, so thank you all for tuning in to the 20th episode of The Pantheon. I'm your host, Madeline, and I'm here every Thursday at 8 p.m. for your listening pleasure. Our last song of the night is We're Thinking the Same Thing by Cameron Winter, which I guess is a bit ironic for an episode about spring, but I couldn't resist including Winter's deep and uncomfortable vocals. He's another beautiful lyricist who knows how to write in a way that everyone can resonate with. Here is We're Thinking the Same Thing, and I'll see you next week.
Your gun upside down. You're holding your wild dogs to the ground. You're counting every peanut you throw away. They take my head, make it ring between your knees, and talk to the fire like a brother. And though we must lock the one door, the other, we're thinking the same thing. Too tired to steal, I am too tired to talk smart if you're just gonna dance. Too tired for these pants and too fat to disappear. Too tired to love that car on a string you send down to your gate. I'm too tired to taste your mud, and we may step on the one frog or the other, but we're thinking the same thing. Baby horses on my chest are trying to push me out to sea, and you're doing the same. How quickly we forget, we're thinking the same thing. You and me got born on the same day that everybody gets. And our fools are as big as a cornfield. They stroke our hair and kiss our heels. And we may go surfboarding on into the oven's bay. Let's go California on all fours with nothing, babe. Let's pony away from the land of long discussions, babe. You already know how I feel.
The mood.
The mood.
With
me.
I'm radio.
CFIC.
The best radio station we've ever heard.
Down the short set of stairs, join me, Grim, in the basement for my working knowledge of indie, experimental, post-punk, and electronic. Every Wednesday from 10 until 11 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. Get ready to press record.
Did you know that alcohol is a leading risk factor for disease, disability, and premature death in Canada? Did you know tips and tricks to limit alcohol use, especially during adult social gatherings? The province of Ontario recommends adults who use alcohol to drink slowly and consume lots of water, to eat before and while they are drinking, and to choose alcohol-free beverages and activities. Learn more about your health and the safe use of alcohol by visiting publichealthontario.ca.
Are you between 14 and 30 years old and interested in organizing a French language activity for youth in your community? The VIF program can make it happen. You could receive $850 to create your activity, and your partnering organization could get $150 to support it. Bring your idea to life. Visit programvif.ca and apply today.
Yo, Ellie.
Hey, Nate, what's up?
We're on the radio.
What? Like right now?
Yeah, it's on a promo from Live Sessions.
Oh, yeah, CFRC Live Sessions, Thursdays at 11 a.m.
Listen to sexy bands play live on air and hear exclusive interview highlights.
Sounds awesome. Tune in on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Lit. Okay, peace out, dude.
See you Thursday.
Greetings, love.
loved ones.